This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Market Vibe podcast. What's up? Welcome back.
Hello.
To this amazingly professional podcast.
Welcome back.
Yes, I know. It's been a minute. But we're joining you today, and today we're talking all about websites and why they're important for your business and what you could really be looking for to really improve them moving forward. So,
yeah, I think that there's a lot of people who, now I like funnels, don't get me wrong, and I think that they definitely serve a purpose, but there's a lot of people who say you don't need a website anymore because you have a funnel, and I think that personally that's wrong. I think that you still do need a website for a bunch of different reasons, for authority, for people to, you know, check out your company. And I don't really feel like people get a chance to know who you are through a funnel. It's just basically meant to walk people through steps as far as products and services go. So I think a website is still definitely important, and we're just going to kind of go back and forth and just talk about some common errors that we see when we're auditing people's websites, because by now we've at least looked at hundreds of websites. I don't know if we're in the thousands yet, but it's a lot of websites. I mean, we look through, because, you know, through Clubhouse or, you know, stuff, people will be like, can you look at my website? And so, I mean, in an hour or 2 hour room, we've looked at, you know, 20, 30 different websites. So we've seen a lot of different websites, and we've kind of noticed some common errors, if you would say. And so we just want to talk about those and then how you can go about fixing them.
Yeah. And then I'll just add on with the whole like funnels thing. Like, absolutely, you need sales funnels because you need to be leading people back to your freebie, getting on your email list, building that relationship to sell with them. That's absolutely 100% important. But a website just adds legitimacy to your business. When people search you, they're not going to find a funnel typically. They're going to be looking for a website. And we're talking more in terms of service-based businesses. Of course, product-based, you need a website because you need to sell your stuff somewhere. So whether that be, you know, on a place like Etsy, or if you have your own website like a Shopify, having that website really just makes you look more legit and a reputable brand to actually do commerce with, where people are like, oh, okay, this looks real. I feel comfortable actually putting my money in here. It looks safe for me to actually spend and buy something here. And that's the reason why a website is so important for business.
Yeah, I think when someone tells me they're a business owner, the first thing, if I'm just being completely transparent, the first thing I go look at is their Instagram. And then the second thing I look at is their website.
Yeah, I agree.
And so if you know that Instagram and your website are the first two things, and predominantly that's actually what I'm told by other like people who are looking at, you know, whether to hire somebody or buy a product or service, it's typically the main social media platform and then the website. And so Instagram just happens to be the main one right now. Obviously that could change, but like number two is your website. And so I'll talk about the first thing, and this is kind of one thing that a lot of people, it's almost like an afterthought, but when I go through people's websites and click all of these, a lot of times at least one of these, if not multiple of these, are a broken link, and that's your social media links. And so typically you'll see these at the bottom of most people's websites. So you'll scroll all the way down through the homepage, and it'll, you know, kind of have, you know, their website host, and then it'll have all their links. Well, a lot of people's links are either they put in the wrong link, or maybe they had a space in it, or they've updated maybe their username and so their link doesn't work anymore. But that's a really big, okay, so we get 10,000 people to our website, and I know for a fact that people follow us on our other social media platforms from our website because they've told us before. They're like, I went to your website and I saw that you had a Pinterest, and so I followed you there. And so I know people do that. And so if you're getting thousands of hits to your website a month, like even if it's a percent or two of those people that are trying to follow you on other social media platforms, if those links don't work, then you're losing out on those followers literally every single day and every single month. And it's something that's literally so simple that takes like 90 seconds that you should be auditing this even while you're listening to it, if you're at a place where you can, and just being like, shoot, okay, I'm going to click through all of my links and just make sure that they're good.
Yeah. And I think that when there's broken links on there, people get suspicious. People get scared because they don't know where they're going. They don't know what to expect. So again, it just adds a legitimacy that you're actually the real deal and that you're who you say you are as a business. Plus then you're missing out on those potential leads. And depending on what kind of provider we use Kajabi. You know, if you're doing separate landing pages, a lot of times they'll put in like stock social media, and for Kajabi, it defaults to Kajabi, which I hate. I think that is so dumb. It should just be blank. But make sure you're checking that. Make sure that you're looking through every single page and you scroll to the bottom, or sometimes people have them in the top corner, and just make sure that all of your social media links are there and they're working. The one that I wanted to talk about was your branding aesthetic and really like the look and the flow of the website. Navigation, that was the thing I was trying to, the word I was trying to think of
earlier. There it is.
But so as far as the branding, it needs to look like an experience. Like it needs to be informative, but you want to have that specific branding so that it's conveying some sort of emotion, some sort of feeling that you're wanting to portray, because you want people to feel something when they come to your page. Like, for example, if you go to Tarte Cosmetics, you feel very excited because it's like pink and purple and white. It's just in your face. It's really bold. It's really fun. And then there's a couple yoga studios that I follow that are like more cool colors, so they're a little bit more zen. So really figuring out, like, with your branding, like, what are the emotions that you want people to be feeling when they're on your website? What's the experience that you want to give them? And, you know, how can you convey that? It's not necessarily about what you want. It's about what your customer wants and how they're going to interact and how you want them to feel. And yeah, I think that's one of the most important things, is making sure that it looks pleasing and then it makes sense. I'll just talk about the navigation, you know, that you're really like leading people in a place where it makes sense. We see people who have little to no navigation, or they have too much. And what I mean by navigation is like the homepage, the about page, your services, your, you know, different categories of your products. You want to make that seamless for them so that they know where they're going, so that it's really easy for them to figure out where to get to the end goal, which is checking out or signing up for your product or service or something like that. And the best thing that you can do is go on your website, or have a friend or family member go on your website and try to check out and ask them, did you have any hangups? What did you like? What did you not like? Is there anything that can be improved? But navigation is what will cause people to bounce, because they'll be like, ah, oh, this is weird. Like, this is so awkward, this doesn't make any sense, and then they'll just abandon cart. So making sure that that navigation makes sense is going to help you increase your sales.
Yeah, and so I'll talk about blogging, and I know that we've talked ad nauseum about this, but like, y'all, if you don't have a blog, like, I'm just going to keep saying it until like you actually have a blog. But here's the thing, is like, it's actually worse to have a blog and see that you're not consistent than if you have no blog at all. So if you're like sitting there and you don't have a blog and you're like, I don't have time for a blog, then don't worry about it. But like, if you're someone who has a blog, like, I can't tell you how many people's websites we go to and the last blog is from like December of 2020 or like June of 2021. And it's like, to me, it's not really that hard to sit down and write one blog a week, which is really all you need. But you're costing yourself thousands and thousands of traffic members every single month. Like, we get 8,000 or 9,000 monthly blog hits to our website every single month. And it's not like we've done anything special. We were just consistent of writing two blogs a week for 3 years. And because we wrote, you know, great keywords and content that was relevant to our industry, now we're seeing the fruition of that. And any product-based business, any service-based business could see the exact same results if you would just show that consistency. And you obviously started a blog because you understood the benefits. So somewhere along the lines, you know, either something pulled you in a different direction, or maybe you weren't seeing the types of results. And when you think about SEO and things like that, you really have to understand that it's like investing in the stock market. Like, it's not about getting results tomorrow. Like, I can understand, like, TikTok and Instagram have kind of trained us to like, oh, I get real views immediately, or I go viral in a day or something. And so we think that like everything is supposed to happen within like this, you know, like 1 to 2 day time frame. But like I said, we did it for two to three blogs a week for 3 years, and we just started seeing, you know, those 8,000, those more than 5,000 people a month, probably within the last year. And so it took a good 2 years of doing it. And so I think that when you build things like a blog and a Pinterest and SEO and a YouTube channel, what you're doing is you're really saying like, I'm investing in my business, not just for the now, like on Instagram and TikTok, but I'm really investing in my business 5 and 10 years from now, because I really want to be relevant long term. And so I think that when you have a blog and it's consistent, it says, number one, that you're really investing in your long term success. But it also, to me, says that you really value your audience, because a blog is just free content. And so I always look for, the more free content a brand or a business puts out, it kind of tips the scale as like, oh, I see they care more about their audience. Whereas, you know, a brand or a business who barely has any valuable, quote unquote, valuable content, and like 90% of it is selling content, I think, okay, well, that brand or business doesn't really seem to care as much about their audience as this other brand that's putting out this content. You know, if we're using a skincare line, like they're putting out YouTube videos about how to use the products. They're, you know, writing blogs about, you know, like why they choose the products that they are and how you can create your own skincare routine versus the brand that's like, buy my products, 20% off. Like, here's this. I just think that that first brand is going to win in the end because they're showing with their content that they care more about their audience. And so blogs and things like that just show your audience when they land on your website that you're not just about like, hi, here I am, here's my products. It's like, hey, I've got some other resources on my website because it's not just about getting the money out of your pocket. It's about educating you on my skincare brand, on skincare in general, and letting you know, hey, here's what you should look out for. Here's the chemicals you want to look out for. Here's the different, you know, irritations based on this. Like, all of that is educating your audience, and it's just building up credibility and authority. And so you think it's just a blog, but I just explained to you everything that that blog is. And so hopefully that kind of resonates a little bit more, and it just doesn't seem like, oh, he's just saying to write a blog, but you really understand like what a blog can do for your business, not just in the short term, but long term.
Yeah. And I'll just debunk the myth that we've heard people say a couple times. They'll say like, well, I put like 4 blogs up and like, that's all I need. Right. And the thing is with blogs, the whole purpose, especially with Pinterest, is to link, you know, content back to your blogs. Well, that content has a shelf life. And if you're constantly linking to the same blogs, you're only going to be able to do that for like, what, maybe 3 months?
Pinterest, 4 months, maybe.
Yeah, 4 months. So then, you know, you're going to be pinning the same stuff, but you're not giving anyone anything new. You do need to be coming out with, new, consistent content. And that could be in the form of like, one blog a week or one blog every other week, but just something new that you can link back to just to help out your backlinks a little bit. So just
I kind of thought of
that.
It like if Netflix never came out with any new stuff,
yeah,
like how long before you'd be like, okay, I'm done with Netflix.
Yeah.
And that's what people are thinking about your website. Like they come and they see a blog and they're like, great. And they see another blog next week and they do for like a month. And then all of a sudden you stop. Well, what really reason are you giving people to come to your website anymore? Except if they want to buy a product, but like, they're going to go with somebody who's educating them, who's building a relationship, who's consistent with them. So you've basically just cut off like all traffic from your website. And I can't believe that. Yeah, like, I mean, you could have those 4 blogs, but honestly, like, unless they're really well written, which honestly, most people just don't have the capability to write that great of a blog, like 10,000 words, like things like that, it's not going to get you the kind of traffic that you're thinking of. And so you really need to have a consistent blog every week. And it doesn't have to be this big, long essay. It can be 500 to 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. You just have to have something with, you know, targeted keywords based on your industry.
Yeah, so we hope this was helpful and encourages you to do a little website audit to see if you have some of these elements on there and if you can get them fixed. And if you don't have a website, get one.
Yeah, I mean, websites
are not that expensive.
No, they're super cheap. I mean, Shopify, I think you can get one for less than $20 a month. And you don't have to have a lot on your website. You just have a homepage. You would have a, you know, about page and maybe like a contact page. Or if you had a product-based business, I hope you have a website. But if you don't, you know, you would have your products, you would have a about you, and then you would have a homepage. And so it's not like, you just start with the basics, and then if you want to build out, you always can from there. But yeah, I would highly recommend having a website. Definitely looking for a website that has blogging built into it. So Kajabi has that, WordPress has that, I believe Squarespace does. But because that blog is really important and you want it to live on your website, you don't want to have to write a blog on, say, like a Medium and then link it back to your website. You want everything to live on your website. Mm-hmm. So just a little couple of tips there on when choosing a website, if you're choosing one.
Yeah, so we hope this was helpful. You can definitely come over if you have any questions and chat with us on Instagram at Michael and Jill or the Market Vibe, but we're mostly on Michael and Jill doing trolley things and talking about marketing.
We really are.
But anyway, thanks so much for joining us and we'll see you next week.
Bye guys.